For that, the Rolling Stones, bringing us up to 10 past 8, a song called Ruby Tuesday. Well, it is Tuesday. I wonder if it's a Ruby Tuesday. I hope it's a good Tuesday for you. Corrie Rasmus from the Heart and Stroke Foundation's on the line, ready to talk to us about today's health matter. And today we're talking about gestational diabetes. Corrie, good morning. Welcome on this Tuesday morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
It's an absolute pleasure and good to have you on the radio again. And like I said, the topic today is gestational diabetes. Focusing on women's health as we move towards August, let's talk about gestational diabetes. Can you tell me more about what it is and how it affects pregnant women?
Yes, definitely. So gestational diabetes, to put it plainly, is diabetes or elevated sugar levels during pregnancy. Often what happens is it resolves after delivery. So unlike type 1 diabetes, gestational diabetes is not caused by a lack of insulin, but it's actually by other hormones produced during your pregnancy, and then that makes insulin less effective. And you end up being insulin resistant.
Okay, so it's kind of a short-term situation, a condition that you'll find yourself in.
Yes, but of course we know during pregnancy it's a very critical period, so we do want to avoid any complications.
You've still got to look after it and control it. And can you explain to us what causes diabetes during pregnancy?
Yes, so there's a few things that might cause gestational diabetes. So the placenta that supplies the growing fetus with nutrients and water also produces a variety of hormones to maintain the pregnancy. So some of these hormones like estrogen, cortisol, can have a blocking effect on insulin. We know that insulin is responsible for regulating the blood sugar levels. So what happens is called a contra-insulin effect. It begins around 20 to 24 weeks into pregnancy. So as the placenta grows, more of these hormones are produced, and then the risk of insulin resistance become even greater. Normally, the pancreas will make the insulin, which will get the blood sugar levels down. But of course, when you're insulin resistant, then the pancreas is not as sensitive. There's not enough insulin produced to overcome the effect of the placental hormones. And then that's how we get gestational diabetes. And then glucose or blood sugar levels build up instead of being absorbed into the cells.
And who's at risk of developing gestational diabetes?
So some of the risk factors that increase your risk is, firstly, if you have a family history of diabetes, so especially close, so a parent or a sibling. If you've had a very large baby in a previous pregnancy, that also increases your risk. Then age, so gestational diabetes screening is very important if you are pregnant and over the age of 40 years. And then pre-diabetes, so if before becoming pregnant you already had some impaired glucose tolerance, and of course being overweight or obese, all of these can increase your risk for gestational diabetes.
And then how does gestational diabetes get treated? Because obviously, you know, during pregnancy you've got to be so careful what medication and what treatments get used.
Yes, no, definitely. First thing, very important, is just to identify it as early as possible. So you want to make sure you're getting your blood glucose levels tested early on during your pregnancy. That will prevent any complications. So as you mentioned, treatment is very important and very individualized. So specific treatment will be determined by your doctor, and he will base this on your age, your overall health, mm-hmm. your medical history, the extent of how glucose intolerant you are, and then he'll look at your tolerance for specific medications, the expectations, so if how likely it is to resolve, mm-hmm. And then that's how they'll determine your treatment. Mm-hmm. Of course, stuff with diabetes and blood sugar, we know that diet, exercise also plays a huge role. Mm. So that will also be included in the treatment plan.
And Corey, what are the possible complications for the baby?
Yes, so infants of mothers with gestational diabetes are vulnerable to several sort of chemical imbalances, such as low serum calcium or low serum magnesium. But in general, the two major problems of gestational diabetes is macrosomia and hypoglycemia. So if we look at macrosomia, that is a baby who is considerably larger than normal. Mm. So all of the nutrients that the fetus receives come directly from the mother's blood. So if the maternal blood has too much glucose or blood sugar, the pancreas of the fetus senses that high blood sugar levels and produces more insulin in an attempt to use this glucose. So the fetus then converts that sugar to fat, and then we'll see that the combination of high blood sugar levels from the mother and high insulin levels from the fetus results in large fat deposits, which then causes the fetus to grow excessively large. Mm. So that's the first one. And then hypoglycemia, it refers to the low blood sugar in the baby immediately after delivery. So of course, this is now because the fetus has been producing a high level of insulin to combat the high blood sugar levels of the mother. Mm. And then after the delivery, the baby continues to have that high insulin level, but of course it's no longer getting that direct blood sugar from the mom. And then that's when you get a hypoglycemia after birth.
Mm-hmm. And can gestational diabetes be prevented? Or is it something that just occurs, as you mentioned earlier?
Yes, so there's definitely things that you can do to address your risk factors and decrease the likelihood of you getting gestational diabetes. So if you are thinking of becoming pregnant and, for example, you are overweight or obese, you can lower your chances of developing gestational diabetes by working towards a healthier weight. So increasing your physical activity will already not only address your weight, but it also improves how your body uses insulin, mm-hmm. and it improves your blood sugar control. Of course, healthy foods are so important. Even before becoming pregnant, we have research that show what the mother and even the father eats before pregnancy already affect the physiology of the baby. So eating healthy foods that are high in fiber, low in fat, lots of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, that will definitely decrease your risk and improve your blood sugar control. And then stress. Stress is such a big factor. We know that chronic stress, our blood sugar levels are highly sensitive to chronic stress. So it's very important to also take care of your mental health and, you know, a holistic approach to health, making sure you try and go into your pregnancy as stress-free as possible.
Right. So there's a lot of factors, and it boils down to a certain extent also to lifestyle and what you eat and how you generally live your life.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
So it can be to a large extent prevented if you are, you know, very careful.
Yes, mm-hmm. Our bodies are so sensitive to what we do every day, and what you're eating now will affect you a year or a year later. So it's so important to address the behavioral aspect,
right,
and, of healthy living.
And sort of just be very, very careful. And Kari, if somebody is wanting more information, how do they get in touch with the Heart and Stroke Foundation and maybe to access some of your other resource material?
Yes, definitely. So listeners can find more information on health issues, some of our campaigns on our website at www.heartfoundation.co.za, or they can also contact us on our chat line on 021-422-1586.
Great. Kari, thank you very, very much. Have a great week, and we'll chat again next week, Tuesday.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely week.
Great stuff. Thank you. That's Kari Erasmus from the Heart and Stroke Foundation with today's chat about gestational diabetes. And it will be on our website later on today as well as a podcast if you missed it, or if you want to refer back to it, of course, the website wildcoastradio.co.za.